So Benny and I went to my neighbor's place over the weekend. We get along with them really well. We always chit chat, and you know, we've exchanged numbers, and we'll have the odd message every now and again. And we always say, "Oh yeah, we've got to catch up. We've got to have drinks," you know. And we're like, "Yeah, yeah." And then finally on the weekend, that moment came about.
Were you excited? You and Benny excited?
Yeah, like, because...
Oh, we've made it in the neighbourhood.
Well, no. Well, because I wanted to see inside their house because...
Right.
There it is. There's the truth.
No. Because when it went up for sale, I thought about going over and having a bit of a squiz.
I'm surprised you didn't.
I know, but I thought, no, I'm not interested. I'd seen all the photos online and I... You know,
that was enough.
That
for you.
Was enough.
You're like, you know what? I'm comfortable. My house is better. She says,
"No, it's Maddie." But anyway,
I love how I'm trying to create some sort of rivalry
drama that isn't there.
Stop it. But anyway, so we went next door because it's beautiful, beautiful home, and we're getting the tour, and then we finally sat down in the dining room, and we're having a drink there and a few chips. And
what were you drinking?
Strawberry wine, your usual.
Finer details here.
Water, actually.
Oh, so you weren't actually drinking. You're trying to make it sound cooler than what it was.
Ben was having some asahes with Shane, and I was having a glass of water, and they had their 4-year-old Lockie at the table, and I was drawing, like, colouring in with him with his wife, Ali. So that's the exact what was happening at the time. And while this was going on, while I was drawing pictures with Lincoln, they started telling us about their holiday that they had in Hawaii. And it was this holiday from hell.
Oh.
Everything that went wrong happened, basically. Everything that could go wrong went wrong on this holiday.
Jeez.
And so we're sitting there, we're listening to their story because they really wanted to go there and see an active volcano.
Yeah.
There was no volcanoes and it snowed. So they went on and it was like this.
There's a fail.
I know. I didn't even know it could snow in Hawaii.
Neither did I.
But turns out they were there for this freak weather event and it snowed. And all of a sudden they wrap up all their story about Hawaii. And then Ben goes to me, "Jade's been to Hawaii, haven't you, Jade?" And I looked over at Ben and I just had this big grin on my face and I said, in my eyes, I'm looking at him going, "Don't go there, don't you go there."
Why, what happened in Hawaii?
What happened in Hawaii?
Well, I've never been to Hawaii.
Oh.
Okay? So I tried to deter. I said, "Well, actually, my cousin," funny Ben should mention that, "my cousin's been to Hawaii. But have you been to Hawaii, Jade?" He says. And I said, "Well, you know, Dad has as well." And I kept digging myself out of the hole.
I remember this. I think I remember what this is.
And they're like, "I think there's something else going on here that we need to know about." And then Ben turns around and says, "Jade's never been to Hawaii. She lied to me and said that she'd been to Hawaii. For a good 2 years, she kept up the lie."
Why would you lie about going to Hawaii?
Because I wanted to...
You wanted to seem more worldly than what you actually
exactly.
were?
Exactly. That was exactly what happened. And this is when I was 18, and I kept up the lie for 2 years. I described, like, the palm trees to Ben, the sand, how the beaches are different to Australia.
And what a bizarre thing to do.
I know, but I just wanted him to think that I was cool. This is when I was a teenager. And so Ben... So anyway, he brought this up in front of the neighbours. First time we've gone round.
Good on him.
And he's throwing a lie that you told, like, what, 15 years ago?
Yes!
Right there.
Breaking
wow.
down walls right there.
Oh!
Were they laughing?
I think they thought it was funny. Or they thought... Jade's a lunatic. She's never coming round again.
Have you been invited back?
No.
Don't colour in with my child, please.
Stop it.
But that's what happened.
So was it awkward after that? Did you just leave or?
Well, it was awkward and I just pretended once he'd finished telling the story that I was a liar, I moved along as quick as I could.
No dinner for Benny that night.
I like that was the one thing that he decided to reveal about you.
I know. And then as soon as we left, I said, "Ben, why would you even bring that up?" And he's like, "Well, it's been enough time now." I was like, boo, clearly, never bring that up.
He clearly has zero issues with this lie still. He's totally over it.
He thinks it's the funniest thing ever. He's like, I still don't understand why you did it. I said, look, you should be happy that I owned up and I said it was all BS.
Do you know what's really funny about this whole thing, Jade? You actually did turn into a worldly human being living in
Dubai.
Travelling the world.
Became an air hostess. Still never got to Hawaii, but...